Let's see now. And where was your husband born?
He was born in Major County.
Okay. And do you know where his people came from?
No, I don't. I don't know. I don't know if he does or not.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me. Now, Miss Lynn, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about, and what we're interested in is just the word that you normally use. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
Well, I guess I would say later in the evening.
Okay, fine. That's exactly what I want to know, just what you'd ordinarily say. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
Daybreak.
Okay. And what's a word with sun in it? I got up this morning before...
Sunlight.
Okay.
Or sunrise or something like that.
Okay. And in the morning you talk about sunrise, and in the evening you talk about...
Sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, you say that the weather is...
What we would say on that, when I would say the storm is over. Or?
Well, now if you use the word weather, you say the weather is
probably clearing up.
Clear,
I imagine.
Yeah, I would say the weather. I don't know,
you're
clearing or something, or clearing off or something.
Okay, fine. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Downpour.
Okay. Oh, and if you can think of more than one word, you know, let me have all of them. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Man.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Oh, that's fire irons.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling pine.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, we used to always call them splinters.
Okay. what do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? Like if you come in from outside, you hang your coat up in the...
Closet?
Mm-hmm. now, let's see, what do you call the same thing? Well, a piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in, a great big
old... Oh, that's a coat hanger. I mean, yeah, a coat hanger.
Well, now, a piece of furniture...
A hall tree.
A hall tree?
That's what, okay. What a lot of people used to call them. They'd have one right at the door, and when you came in, you could just hang your coat or hat on that.
Uh-huh.
What they called it, hall tree. That's all I've ever known.
Well, now, what about a great big old piece of furniture that might have a mirror on one door, and it might have some drawers in it, and also some doors?
Well, that would be a wardrobe.
Uh-huh. Okay. what do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, on the sides, you know, keep the weather out?
Weatherboarding?
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, I imagine that'd be a porch.
Okay. And what do you call a small porch without a roof?
Well, nowadays they call them a patio, I imagine.
Okay. Do you know any older name for them?
Well, I think there are another name. Probably a scoop out. Okay. Just, you know, where they have just little blocks at the door.
Uh-huh. Okay.